Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. Today we celebrate episode number 400. So excited. If you're new to the podcast, what have you been waiting for? I'm just kidding. If you've been here before, super happy that you're back. In this episode number 400, I'm going to talk about my humanity first AI philosophy. And why is that important? Is we all need to figure out where do we fit into all of this advancement. It's changing by the day, by the week. I've talked about it previously. We teach communication skills. We teach the importance of focus. And you can't go a day without hearing about it. And the change promises to be transformational in the literal sense of the word. And it will affect how we communicate at a profound level. So as I go back on the podcast, because this is it's a big anniversary for me, episode number 400, the first episode, I had to go back and look at my notes because we're in season 9, was on February 9th, 2017. I'm like, wow, that was a long time ago. A lot has changed in those past 9 years. You know, I recall when I started this podcast, I was teaching a class at the Brief Lab in Southern Pines, and one of our participants in the class who's in the special operations community just said, well, why don't you do a podcast? And I thought, well, you know, what do you mean? And it's not that podcasting wasn't big. I knew what podcasts were and I listened to podcasts, but I didn't understand what where the request was coming from. And the guy just very matter-of-factly, you know, says to me, you know, you're teaching us this course. It's really, really important. You've written a book called Brief about this as a way of sustaining the skill, because that's why I wrote the book. The book came after I designed the course, not before. And the whole Brief Lab was born out of me teaching, clear and concise communication skills as sort of a side assignment while I had a marketing agency. And that led me to create the Brief Lab while I was writing the book Brief. But the book was really written as a way of sustaining the skills after the class. It was like the request in the class actually was, can you write a book? You should write a book. And it came very, very directly from the people in the special operations community who was they were the primary at the time recipients of the training that I was doing. So, well, the book comes out in 2014. And it starts to serve as the textbook for the Brief Lab. And we teach the course, brief courses and brief writing courses and whatnot. And, you know, all of our frameworks and principles and practices are wound up in the book. And, you know, a few years later, I get the request, you should do a podcast. And they're like, well, we need yet another way of sustaining what you're asking us to do. So I just looked at it like, okay, well, I'm probably not going to have any guests. I tried that for a little bit, wasn't successful. Then I had people, you know, colleagues of mine step in and help me with the podcast. Well, it was okay, but not super successful. So I was from the very beginning intent on keeping it short because it has to be. I don't like long form podcasts, even though I see their value. Obviously I'm teaching brevity and clarity skills. So having an hour and a half podcast on it doesn't make any sense. Everybody can see that. So I would keep them short. I wanted to do them just me talking to you, because if you'd gone through our courses or read the book or wanted to learn more, or wanted to develop these skills, I can continue that conversation. And surprise, surprise, here we are in season 9. And, you know, I made a decision to continue a few years ago and I prompted the question in the podcast and people responded immediately like, no, please keep it going. And I did. And I'm always on the lookout for, okay, what content, what insight, what perspective can I share to help you become a more intentional communicator? And that's what motivates and what drives me. And it's what's cool is as I travel around doing courses and I go up to DC and I go back to Chicago and I'm going to, in next month, I'm going to be going to Europe, teach some courses. It's fun to hear people go like, oh, I listen to your podcast all the time. And I'm motivated by it. Because I don't sit there and like track the numbers and I'm not looking for a big sponsor. Like, you know, this episode is sponsored by, you know, insert your favorite brand. And you think that, you know, I'm getting a free sports car or something because that's not the case, or coffee or whatever, because I have no sponsors. I tried that too, and it wasn't successful. So here we are, and we're talking about the things that make you clear and what makes things concise and how to manage noise and be more focused and more intentional when you in the way you interact with people. And then you have now AI is on the scene, and we're teaching a brief communication with AI course. So there's information at thebrieflab.com on that. So if you want some of that, the perspective is unique, and it's I think it's compelling about how you communicate in this age where these tools seem to do it for you. And so I want to start with this philosophy, and I really used quiet to think about, what is our perspective, what is my perspective as the owner of the Brief Lab and the author of these books on AI with respect to communication. And I wrote something. It's sort of a manifesto. It's my humanity first philosophy on AI and professionalism. And I'll just read it to you because it just gets at the heart of what I feel is important in this regard with this massive advancement. At the Sheffield Company, I've always believed that professionalism is ultimately about well-informed judgment. It means seeing clearly, thinking logically and reasonably, and talking. Now, let me take that back. And taking responsibility for what you say and do. No technology tool or artificial intelligence can replace that. Our new AI advancement, BriefBot, is not meant to think for you or decide for you. It's a digital brevity and clarity companion to encourage you to slow down, sort through the noise, be more deliberate, and face daily situations more honestly. It's meant to help professionals communicate with clarity and make more informed decisions. It's built deliberately on the entirety of my career, experiences, writings, courses, methodologies, and tools and perspectives. It means that you remain responsible for your thinking, your communication, and your actions. The technology can support you, challenge you, and sharpen you, but it never replaces you or communicates for you. We never hand over our humanity. We embrace it more intentionally than ever. In all our instruction at the Brief Lab and the Quiet Workplace, we maintain a humanity-first approach, which means I think, I communicate, I decide, I own the outcome. BriefBot is my brevity clarity companion, never my substitute. It helps me do my work better without giving up my authority, my voice, my accountability, or my responsibility as a professional. I wrote this and AI helped. And it started and ends with me saying that humanity always comes first. And that's my philosophy on AI. Embedded in that is a very important announcement that I'm going to make right now, which is I've been spending the last 6 months or more building a prototype software called BriefBot AI. And it is a digital brevity and clarity companion that will enhance how people learn these skills. And it's made possible by advances in AI and technology and software development, but it ultimately is the embodiment in this platform, in this tool of my life's work and these principles and practices, which I talk about in the podcast. And when we teach a course, the courses are establishing these frameworks for thinking. And this is really, really important. People don't think before they communicate. And the practice and method and system of writing and speaking starts with who am I talking to? And what am I going to tell them? And why is it important to them? And how long is it going to last? And how valuable their attention is? And what do I need for them? And what is the role in their conversation? Are all questions that we're trying to shine light on in the classes that we teach in the courses to both military and corporate clients who value communication, who understand how important it is to be heard, to connect, and to not create noise for people. That value will never go away. AI can enhance it, but what we're finding is it can create a lot of noise. And I'm not going to go through all the ways it can create noise, but there's this term that's used now called AI slop. SLOP, slop, like garbage. Why? Because garbage in, garbage out. If you're just asking generic questions and it's doing it for you Well, it starts doing it instead of you. And then what ends up happening is when you read it, it doesn't sound like the person. It sounds like everyone. It's kind of like beige, or a color that I've discovered a while ago called agreeable gray. It just goes with everything. And it's not distinctive. It's not you. It's not authentic. It's not real. And it's a problem. So when I'm creating BriefBot, it's not a tool for productivity. It's not a replacement for an AI tool. Cite whatever tool you're using now, because by the time this podcast is 6 months or a year old, those platforms might be completely different. I don't know. But it's not to replace those tools. It's designed to be a brevity and clarity companion. And what does that mean? What it means is you learn in the tool. It's an applied learning platform. I practice brief and quiet principles in the platform. I learn by working on real work. For example, I'll give a tool like a brief meeting prep card, and BriefBot will allow the user to build a meeting agenda and learn from it prior to the meeting. And then after the meeting, score it, share the agenda, and ask how did the meeting go, and evaluate it and see if we're using the tools to get better. Or I'm going to write an email, or in the military, I'm going to write a sit rep, or I'm going to write a report, or I'm in sales and I'm going to do a QBR. It's going to prepare you using our frameworks for those moments and teach you and encourage you, but with you, never for you. And the point of this whole platform is to extend the learning to a daily practice that sticks. Now, for years, that technology, for me, at least as a business owner, was out of reach because it was incredibly expensive to develop software and you never knew if it was going to work. Well, those advances have come down to the point where I can do this and do it confidently. And we're in the process of developing this platform right now. And we are targeting and working with select corporate clients and a lot with the government and the military to have a very, very powerful prototypes built with a BriefBot prototype built and produced. And I'm super excited about it. I've been practicing and playing with this tool for 6 months. I had an absolute hand with a very close colleague of mine, Pat, in its development. And it is exciting because it really creates this applied learning platform where you can learn brief and apply brief, but on real work. And if you go to briefbot.ai, you can register for like a wait list when it gets released. It's not released yet. It's still in testing. But I'll just kind of tease out some of the things that it does. And this will become something that will be revealed later when the software becomes commercially available. All the tools that we teach in our courses are available in this platform. You can access them digitally. You create it, goes through prompts. There's a number of different ways to create them straight away, where you build a map or a draft card. You edit it. You can drop a document in and it can summarize, then you play with it and tweak it and adjust and revise it. You can, it can learn you as a communicator, what your voice is, who you are, your role, you know, where you stand in the world professionally, your audiences, the people that you talk to, it can learn those people and how you communicate, how you connect with those audiences. And it has a coaching dimension to it, where it's like a learning library where it can do practical exercises. Housed a ton of mini modules of learning from the podcast, from our courses, from all the books, in a coaching library of practical exercises and moments that are designed specifically for, you know, different types of organizations, like writing an email or a report or developing a presentation, where it's a series of basically prompts based on our frameworks that get people to clarity. What are you trying to say and why does it matter? And having it be reductive. So it's a reductive AI learning tool. It's less is more. So go to briefbot.ai. There's a cool little mascot, little BriefBot that I designed myself, which I'm pretty excited. And embrace, you know, look at this as like something that's coming that will be a tool that could help you and your organization get much better at brevity and clarity as a learning companion. So I want you to go back to the beginning. We talked about this philosophy on AI. AI is powerful, right? It's powerful and should make you powerful, should make you better. Never absent, never weaker. Just saying.